Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week, teaching you about truth, justice, and the American way, which is under attack by left-wing radicals who seem to think that being confrontative to us, screaming in our faces, spraying pepper spray, jumping in front of traffic windows, and a myriad of other things is somehow going to work for them. When in reality, all it does is turn off millions of people, which it should. Don't you agree, Richard?
Yeah, Antifa, anti-fascism, seems to me that they got the wrong name.
Well, it's projection. They do that. It's kind of, like the Hillary and the rest of them saying, well, we can't be civil to these people because they're so uncivil, which, we're always civil. And it isn't just, I'm talking about you and me. I'm talking about politically everything. The Tea Party people in 2010 were demonstrators. Yes. Little old ladies out there with signs that said, we don't like what's happening. And no violence. They wouldn't do that if you pay them. But they did understand that it was the American way that was being challenged by the radical leftists who did have control with the Obama administration and did all kinds of things for which they have never paid, including the IRS, the EPA, and the FBI. They keep telling us all the time, the rank and file of the FBI, they're the best people there are in the world. So, it's just a few bad apples at the top. We're going to have to prove that to me here pretty soon. There's a lot of bad apples at the top. It was a concerted effort, the whole thing. It's just wrong, and it's being so badly exposed that nothing that Mueller comes up with could stick, because the predicate for the investigation wasn't real. Instead, it was a crime committed by the FBI, the Department of Justice, using the FISA court to create a fake narrative that they sold to the people and the press, who just went out there and bought it all, hook, line, and sinker. And they used it to create this whole phony thing to bring Trump down, who was elected by us, the American people. And somehow, because Trump is obnoxious and an ass, at least in their minds, he deserves it. I can understand how they think he's obnoxious and an ass. Sometimes he is. But, boy, he's an awfully effective one. That's kind of
pretty
like
damn effective.
Yes. What he reminds me of? He reminds me of a coach. That gets a bunch of kids that, really are unruly, and he just, or a drill sergeant. Are drill sergeants gentle? No. They have a purpose. Trump has a purpose. He wants to make America great again, and he's going to do it. Now, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. We got to start out with my favorite. I have to say and admit and give, because we're always straightforward, I am going to give Pocahontas an apology. One, 1,024th of an apology, because that's how much Native American she is. 1,024th. Yes. Pocahontas, she's got it in there. And that, and she's out there saying this vindicates her. I mean, it's hard to believe. And it's hard to believe anybody's gullible enough to believe this kind of stuff, Dick.
Well, but that's what the Democrats are going to believe it. Because they, for all intent and purposes, they have to, because they've never balked at it before. Now, what's happening? I mean, obviously Harvard made a mistake with it. But now, is there something else that's happening?
And Dick, they put it in there. They put it in their catalog.
Yeah. Yeah, that you
that here, you know. So that's going memorializing
too. The Haitians, isn't there something going on with Harvard's being sued by the Haitians for something? So we'll find out what Harvard's made out of. But now she didn't have the swab, and where it comes back and tells you, you and I had that done, told us how much Irish we were, how much Belgian we were, and this and that, percentage wise. So she didn't do that.
Was there any Native American in it?
1/32nd.
In our?
Oh yeah, yeah we're that's why you and I like to sit around campfires at night. Now you remember when we were kids? We were pretty good with bow and arrows. Remember?
Oh, I do remember that, you know, and, you know, shooting, you know, shooting one of the neighbor kids. Oh, my God, I can't believe some of the stuff we did. Anyway, we'll let that part go.
Yeah.
All right. Now, on to the consulate or embassy of the Saudi Arabians in Istanbul, the murder of this guy. I forgot his name. Now, he's not an American, but he is a resident alien, and evidently he's got naturalized American citizen children who live in the United States, and he writes for the Washington Post. So we don't have a dog in that fight completely, but somewhat. So you get it, and it, you know, and I think it's fair to say that, you know, that we have to do something about that in some way. But when that man walked into the Saudi Arabian embassy, even though it was in Istanbul, he left Turkey and went into Saudi Arabia. So that literally is part of the sovereign nation of Saudi Arabia. Now, you remember the old Jason Bourne movie when he was being chased and he showed his American passport and he got away from those people and they couldn't chase him in because they wouldn't allow the Swiss or whatever it was to come into the American consulate or embassy because that's the sovereign part of the United States of America. So, you know, even though it happened in the nation of Turkey, they don't even have primary jurisdiction. Saudi Arabia does. Now, you know, Trump got on the phone with the king of Saudi Arabia. He said, no, we didn't do anything. But purportedly, they're now about to release a report that says they wanted to interrogate him about some stuff and inadvertently killed him. So,
who said this?
I don't know if that's
that
has just come up in the last few minutes.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. So that means that
King said that he knew nothing about it, did the Crown Prince, but now all of a sudden they know something.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
This is not a good thing. I can assure you this is not a good thing.
Well, both countries are our allies too, right? So both.
Well, Turkey is part of NATO, and a lot of people wish that they weren't, but it's important that they are because we don't want the Turks to be under the influence of the Russians or the Iranians, but particularly the Russians, because Russia, since the time of the Tsars, has wanted to have a warm water port that had access to the Mediterranean and Atlantic, and they don't have that. They seized Crimea and Sevastopol right there. They could, they have a port, but they don't have control of the Straits of the the Dardanelles. That's on one side of the Dardanelles is Asia, on the other side is Europe, and it gets to where it's as small as maybe a quarter of a mile wide. But if Russia had control of that, then they could control the Mediterranean, and that would cause problems for Greece, Italy, Spain, and Israel. So that's a big deal. So we got to keep the Turks, even though we don't like them, and they don't like us. And Saudi Arabians, they really are the masterminds behind 9/11, but they are the most strategic ally against the Iranians in the Middle East, and they've kind of made a little bit of a pact with Israel. So all these people would say, well, we got to stop this $130 billion arms deal. Trump's not going to do that. That would alter the balance of power in the Middle East. It would be a stupid thing for him to do. He may seize some assets. He may throw some diplomats out. He'll have to do something. But not the arms deal. That would be a stupid thing for him to do. Although the Democrats want him to do it. Why would they want him to do it? Because they favor Iran. John Kerry, Barack Obama, Susan Rice, the whole kit and caboodle of these folks that did everything they could to undermine Israel and promote Iran. They would love to see us have a major incident with the Saudis. So that's a big deal, this whole thing. And, I think that they will rue the day that they killed this guy. And, if it was by accident, where is he? Where's his body? Yes. Oh, well, since it was an accident, we dismembered him. And cremated him right there, whatever. It's like, that doesn't make any sense. No, we can't have that. That's wrong. But I mean, it's crazy stuff. And it's all going to hit the fan here in the next couple of days. And, this is good news for the Democrats because it creates an incident that's going to be embarrassing no matter what to Trump, no matter what. And it takes away from the impact of the Kavanaugh situation and how bad they were. So they're going to love that. And, if the House flips and it's 50-50 chance that it would, that means that we've got, as the head of the Budgetary Committee, Maxine Waters. Pelosi is Speaker of the House. And there was an investigation after and pencil neck, what's his name, Alan Schiff, head of the Intelligence Committee. Oh, my gosh. So all of the investigations will stop. It'll just end. They'll be going after impeachment of Trump. Of that, I can assure you. Even though the GDP for the third quarter is going to be 5%. And that'll come out before the election. 5%. If it isn't 5%, it'll be 4.9. But it's just a huge number. And this adds enormous wealth to the United States of America, which is what Trump has been trying to do. Okay. Now, we're gonna go through some of the elections. I've got the map up here from Real Clear Politics, and they are saying that as of right now, the Republicans will win 50 of the seats, the Democrats 44, and there are 6 that are toss-ups. And if that's the case, with the vice president having the tying vote, it would mean that the House, that the Senate would stay in the Republicans' control. But toss-up states, Arizona, Florida, Indiana, Missouri, Montana, and Nevada. You know what I think? I think we're going to take at least 5 of the 6. What do you think?
From what I've been hearing, what I see of a lot of these, different polls that they've been having, it looks pretty damn good. But I like to think positive for the Republican end of it. But I'll tell you something. When it comes to polls, who did it? Who did they ask? I mean, you remember that Hillary was going to win by 12 points?
This is a composite of all of them. And so that's what they call it, the Real Clear Politics averages. But let's just go through these states. Arizona is definitely trending towards McSally. She's got this ad out, where she says, when 9/11 happened, I was in Afghanistan, and I flew the immediately first female combat mission ever. What was Sinema doing? She was in a pink dress protesting someplace.
Which one did they just say come out and said that? Wasn't that Arizona? Somebody came out and they had them saying that the people in that state were crazy.
Yes. And that's Sinema. They have her, disparaging the good citizens of Arizona, who she's now
begging
for their vote. That one I'm thinking that we can just go ahead and put in the Republican column. So that puts us at 51. All right. We'll go to Nevada. Nevada is where Heller has got – he's now got a 2-point lead against the female. But, that's Nevada, and it's crooked, and, Harry Reid's out there. Let's just say, for sake of argument, that one doesn't go our way and goes to the Democrats. We go to Montana, and we've got Tester, and Trump wants him out so badly that he's making a second campaign trip out there. And the reason that he wants him out is this is the guy who started all the things of the false charges, by saying that Dr. Ronnie Jackson, was involved in drunkenness on duty and everything like that. It was just out and out lie.
Yeah.
But, and
ruin,
it worked.
Trying to ruin.
It took Jackson out of the running. And so I honestly, I think that the thought of how successful that was went into the figuring about what they were going to do with Kavanaugh, about absolutely destroying him. In Missouri, we've got McCaskill, who's running against the Attorney General of the state. And McCaskill is, you know, she voted against Kavanaugh, came out early, and, you know, I think she's going to go down. So that would put us at 52. And I don't know whether we'll be able to beat what's his name out there, Montana, Tester. Let's just say that goes to the Democrats. So it's 2-2, but that would put us at 52. Then we've got Indiana, and Donnelly is not going to win that. And he went against Kavanaugh early. So that would put us at 53, and then Florida. By the way, I'm already counting North Dakota because, you know, Heidi Heitkamp is so far gone, you know, that, you know, that she, there's no chance she's going to win. But Florida is Nelson and Scott. I can't imagine that Scott wouldn't beat him.
Governor. Yeah.
But
is it Nelson?
I'm thinking that he will.
So far left.
Well, it's not so much that Nelson's so far left. It's that he just is really old and really can hardly do things anymore. And he was a hero as an astronaut and a pretty good guy. But his time's passed, and Scott's been a really good governor. So I'm kind of thinking that will win. Tennessee, I think, for sure, and Texas are going to go for the Republicans. So we're at 54-46, and with a chance of going 56-44. But I think that we're going to go at least 54. We're going to make that prediction right now that we're going to do at least 54. Next week, we got to do the House. And that's going to be a whole lot harder. And I'm not absolutely positively sure what that will be. So we'll see about that.
Did you see the ad that the RNC has put together? It's running it around. It pretty much shows how these... I don't even know what to call them anymore. So far left Democrats and what they want to do to this country. That it really, I saw it was like, wow, talk about a powerful ad. So they start doing that in some of these places. And I think we're going to be surprised that the people are going to show up. Because it's that important. And if they want the world to keep, this country to keep going in the direction that it's going, then you better give Trump both houses and keep this going in the right direction.
There are two Senate seats that I think have a slight chance of going red. And one of them's in Michigan, where this black guy, John James, sharp as a tack, is running against Stabenow, who's an idiot. And, you know, he's a black guy. And, you know, went to...
He's ex-military too, isn't he? Was that who I'm thinking of?
Graduated number one
black
at West
guy.
Point.
Yeah, that's who I thought
of,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely sharp as a tack. And somebody, somebody disparaged his past, saying that he, you know, says that he's, you know, black, but he's really kind of a, you know, like an Oreo, you know, and mostly
white
kind of background, yeah. So, and, you know, and that his family, you know, has no tradition of having any kind of identity and problems with, you know, with the, you know, with other blacks. So he said, me, graduated West Point, multiple tours of duty, started my own business. My father, you know, like, owned a hardware store, His father before him, sharecropper. Father before him, slave. And I thought, okay, that says it. That does it. Boy, that, crickets after that, you couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
Fifth generation.
They're like
Tester.
They'll throw anything out there, and they just want to see what's gonna. If something can stick, maybe that'll help. But they, you know, it really infuriates me that they really have. They don't really care who or what they can destroy if it gets in their way. You know, I mean, Justice Kavanaugh pretty much proved that, you know, we still need to have innocent until proven guilty. But Mrs. Ford is now a millionaire because of everything that she got involved with, other than maybe she isn't, if she had to pay off those two shyster lawyers of hers, though. So somewhere along the line, the whole thing just rubs you the wrong way.
Yeah. The other sleeper one that I want to mention, just give a slight mention, is Bob Arlette, you know, running against Tom Carper in Delaware. There's just the very slightest chance that could end up being a surprise. And there's even a chance that Menendez could be unseated in New Jersey because, you know, he is as sleazy as they come.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. It's, pretty big deal. And, you know, if the House doesn't flip, I don't think the Senate's going to change to the Democrats, period. I'm predicting that right now that the Republicans are going to keep it, and that will help Trump. I mean, a huge thing. We need the House and everything. So that's part of it. And, you know, so we've got all of that. All right, now we've got 1 minute left. What would you like to say about the Red Sox and Patriots? And Celtics. We're just now about to start.
It's what?
And the Celtics. We're just about to start.
The fact that both the Red Sox and the Patriots both won last week made for a long night of going back and forth. But my weekend was even more blessed, thank God, to the Irish Notre Dame winning. Of course, my brother is in a sad mood because Georgia just didn't get it done. But I think people are going to be surprised this year, too, at how well the Celtics are going to do.
Yeah,
they keep healthy.
Will. Absolutely.
There's hardly anybody, I think, that can beat them.
No, I get it. All right, we're
going to bring on
the Patriots. So let me just say God bless you and God bless the United States of America. It's our time to vote, and we've got to go out there and get it done. Talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.